As this is the final broadcast of your magic carpet, on behalf of Lindhurst Proprietary Limited, I would like to extend our thanks to the program and technical staff of the NZBC for the cooperation they have shown to us over the 7 years this program has been broadcast. Your Magic Carpet, program number 34, for broadcast August the 20th.
It's the Pepsodent Show, Your Magic Carpet. And here to fly you near and far is your compere, Selwyn Toogood.
Thank you. Thank you, Christchurch, and good evening, New Zealand. Tonight's broadcast of Your Magic Carpet comes from the Theatre Royal in Christchurch. And this will be the last broadcast of this program. And I think it's appropriate that it's being done for the Air League of New Zealand, the Christchurch branch of the Air League of New Zealand, whose interest is, of course, aviation. Whether it's civil aviation or military aviation, any matters to do with aviation, that's the Air League's interest. And over the past 7 years since we've been doing Your Magic Carpet and earlier the Bird's Eye View of the World, I have had a very close association with the aviation industry. And this is one of the things I'm going to miss very much, my association with the industry, because I've enjoyed it very much indeed. But let's get on to the job in hand. Let's play Say When. Of course, in Say When, our competitor can win a return air. This is the last chance he'll have of winning that wonderful trip to Hong Kong, to the glamorous East, by Qantas and BOAC. The last chance he'll have of winning the trip by Teal to Sydney on the Blue Ribbon service with accommodation at the Mona Hall Hotel in Darling Point, just down from King's Cross. And travel within Australia between Sydney and Melbourne, or Sydney and Coolangatta, or Sydney and Brisbane by ANSET ANA on their Golden Jet service. The last chance of winning a trip to Fiji by Teal on the Hibiscus service. The last chance to win a trip to Norfolk Island. Could be travel around New Zealand by NAC. Your name is, sir?
Ian Mackay.
And what do you do, Ian, in Christchurch?
I'm a wool buyer.
A wool buyer. Well, Ian, the best of Commonwealth luck, as my memory serves me. You had a success with us in the Civic Theatre some years ago when you won a Glamour Prize.
I think so, yes.
Ian, you know the rule. We go through Say When. You answer the question, and you get the destination. Ready to play Say When? Right. To Hong Kong. Should have come in early, you see. Here's the next one. To Norfolk Island.
When?
When? Here's a trip to Sydney. Now then, Ian, have you ever been to Sydney?
No, I haven't, no.
Not been to Sydney. If you win this trip to Sydney, who'll take it, Ian?
I think my wife would take it.
And who would go with her?
Well, I think possibly I will go if not a member of my family.
I see. Well, of course, you know, if you win the trip to Sydney, you stay at the Mona Hall Hotel, and you also have the opportunity of flying within Australia by ANSET ANA and the Golden Jet service. How do you feel about answering this question?
Not too well. Before it comes.
Well, as this is the last broadcast, you can have the trip to Sydney for whoever you'd like to take the trip in.
Thank you very much. Yes.
There it is. Ian Mackay reached over and said, thank you very much. You customers wouldn't have heard it.
You definitely save money when you buy Pepsodent in the new big family size.
Yes, big family size Pepsodent gives you more for your money, lasts longer. Family size is the best size to buy Pepsodent, the toothpaste specially formulated to give you whiter teeth.
Pepsodent cleans teeth whiter because it's the only toothpaste containing idiom, the registered name for sodium lauryl sulfate. Idiom chases away dulling film to get teeth really white. White enough to reveal the natural beauty of your smile.
White, 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 your teeth will stay.
Idiom chases film away.
Brush with Pepsodent every day.
Pepsodent, my darling.
Cool, mint fresh Pepsodent gives you whiter teeth, reveals the natural beauty of your smile.
Get Pepsodent in the new, big, money-saving family size. Marketed by Knights New Zealand Limited, Petone.
Well, you know, it's not often we have the final broadcast of a program, so we've got to make every post a winning post. Let's get on now, Ted, to your New Zealand holiday. Winning travel within Australia, or what am I talking about? To be able to win trips between any two New Zealand airports served by NAC, and this is one of the things I'm going to miss very much, is meeting these very charming and attractive hostesses when they're off duty. And tonight we have Abby Knopf. Come on in, Abby, and meet our customers. Abby, where do you come from?
I'm from Christchurch, so.
From Christchurch, mm-hmm. And you still live with the family down here, do you? Or are you flatting?
I'm flatting here in Christchurch.
Flatting. Where do you come from originally?
I've lived all over New Zealand. It's very hard to say just where I come from.
What part
Dunedin's
of
Dunedin's my home.
Dunedin's your home. What part of New Zealand do you like to live in best?
Christchurch.
You see, these people they encourage, they have these hostesses who are diplomats, first, last, and always. Abby, would you be good enough to introduce our competitors, please?
Certainly.
Thank you.
This is Alex Barnett.
Yes?
And Alex would like to go to Auckland. She's got a wedding to go to up there in September.
In September. Well, Alex, come onto the microphone. Is it your own wedding?
No, it's my husband's sister's wedding.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was your husband's wedding. Have you been to Auckland before?
Yes, I'm from the North Island.
Oh, you are an Aucklander, are you?
No, I'm from Mangakino, actually.
From Mangakino?
Yes.
And how do you like living in Christchurch?
I like it very much.
What brought you down here?
Well, my parents shifted down here.
Uh-huh. Your husband a Christchurch man?
No, he's from Rhodesia.
Well, and where did you meet? In New Zealand?
In Mangakino, yes.
Well, what was a Rhodesian doing in Mangakino?
I don't know. He was on the project, the Maraetai Dam there.
I see. And what's he doing now in Christchurch?
He's fitting and turning in Empire Rubber Mills.
Has he been to Auckland?
Yes, his parents are up in Auckland.
So he'd like, that's a double reason that you'd like to go.
Yes.
What are you going to do with the little ones?
We haven't any little ones.
Oh, that fixes that, doesn't it?
Yes.
Well, of course, you'll fly by NAC, you'll fly from Christchurch to Auckland. You can either go direct in an hour and 55 minutes, or you can come through Wellington, stop over and have a look at our little city. As a special treat tonight, NAC have sent along a travel bag for each of our competitors. We also have a suitably inscribed genuine biro ballpoint pen for our competitors. And, of course, no competitor goes off this program without receiving Pepsodent toothpaste.
Thank you.
And as it's our final broadcast, you can have your trip to Auckland without answering any questions.
Thank you very much. That's lovely. And thank the sponsors, too.
I'll do that.
Thank you.
That brings us to the last performance, the last contest for New Zealand's most coveted radio quiz prize. The return air trip to London for two, jet travel all the way by Teal, Qantas and BOAC. Yes, we come to the last performance of Gateway to London. Mrs. Dorothy Traynor from Dunedin scored 16,687 miles. And now we have a young schoolteacher from Waimate, Mr. Warwick Morris, who's competing against her in the grand final for Gateway to London. Warwick, you've appeared in our programs before, and you've chased us on this last tour of New Zealand all over the South Island for the last 6 weeks. You've chased us wherever we've been in the hope of winning a trip to Hong Kong. You haven't been successful, but if you are successful tonight in pushing Mrs. Traynor off the top rung of the ladder, you will have the opportunity of going to Hong Kong for what reason?
Well, last month or so, and I had the opportunity of listening to an address by Dr. Turpin, and as a result of that, I had quite a long chat to him afterwards, and we realised what good work he is doing on his project concern in Hong Kong, and quite frankly, I realised that I haven't done a great deal to help others in unfortunate circumstances, and I thought that would be one way of trying to help to get over there, perhaps during 6 weeks' holiday, and give him a hand together with my wife.
So you'll take this trip to London, and you'll devote most of it to going to Hong Kong at your own expense, staying in Hong Kong at your own expense to help Dr. Turpin, yourself and your wife.
That's great, Owen. Yes.
Now, you're a teacher, so how could you, have you discussed how you can be of an assistance?
Yes, he doesn't want assistance in teaching, but he has quite a number of other fields that we could help him with.
As long as you're prepared to take your coat off and get stuck.
That's true, yes.
Whoever wins this will be the 52nd and 53rd person, respectively, to have gone on a trip to London through Gateway to London. I've just worked out some figures, roughly. 54 people, by the end of tonight's performance, would have been to London. Over 500 trips have been won around New Zealand. We haven't got a record of how many people have had trips in the Pacific Basin to Hong Kong, to Sydney, to Fiji and around there. But over the 7 years, quite a number of people have won trips. They've won other prizes, the Hoover products and Cintiq lounge chairs. And you can still win one of those tonight, of course, if you do well. You've got 16,687 miles to beat. Let's get started on the way. From New Zealand to Sydney, 1,333 miles by Teal Electra Jet Prop. Who wrote the Foresight Saga?
John Galsworthy.
John Galsworthy is correct. Sydney to Singapore, 4,040 miles by Qantas 707V jet. Which American state is sometimes referred to as the mother of presidents, because seven presidents were born there?
I don't know, but I'd say Virginia.
He doesn't know, but he would say Virginia, and he gets 4,040 miles on the way. Why did you say Virginia?
I can think of several presidents that were born there, but certainly not seven.
Well, there was Washington, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, Harrison, Tyler, and Taylor. From Singapore to Calcutta in India, 1,801 miles by BOAC Comet 4 jet airliner. What is a diphthong?
Diphthong is TH, the two consonants.
A union of two vowel sounds to form a continuous sound, as in aisle, toil, pound. Or two characters used to represent a single sound, usually a vowel, but sometimes a consonant, as in hear, head, both. Okay, we're all right. Both gives it to us. Diphthong. You don't think I'm being pedantic, why?
No, not at all.
Just that I've got to read these answers most thoroughly, and you were so firm about it. The TH is a diphthong. And both, there it is. But fortunately, by reading through it, there's no argument about that. From Calcutta to Karachi in Pakistan, 1,354 miles. Spell instantaneous.
I-N-S-T-A-N-T-A-N-E-O-U-S.
1,354 miles on the way. From Karachi to Athens in Greece is 2,700 miles by BOAC Comet 4 jet airliner. What is a cumulative vote? A cumulative vote.
Well, it's a term that I haven't heard before, but I would say that a cumulative vote would be the type of vote that would be received by a candidate for the American presidency. As we have at the present moment, they're trying to get votes to become the candidate, and they have a number of meetings, and as a result of such, the votes are gradually accumulated or stockpiled until, in the end, one person has the majority.
Not a bad effort, Warwick, but I'm afraid it's not right. It was a good try. A good try. Now, a cumulative vote is the system by which every voter is entitled to as many votes as there are persons to be elected and may cast them all for one candidate or distribute among the candidates as he thinks fit.
I see.
Now, this is not the way the Americans do it with their primaries and what have you. That is not a cumulative vote. Bad luck. You've broken your record. You had answered four questions without a miss. But if you go on and answer the rest of them, you will take a Hoover-matic washing machine back down to Waimate with you.
White, shining white, colored sunshine bright. That's a wash to be proud of.
That's the wash you get with Rinso. with Rinso's richer, softer suds and extra cleaning action. You get a wash of shining white. Sunshine Bright. And extra satisfaction.
With Rinso in your washing machine, you can be sure of wonderful results every time. Because there's extra washing action in Rinso. Those richer, softer suds keep on working till they've removed every trace of dirt. You can be sure of a wash that's really, thoroughly, completely clean.
You've never seen whites more shining white. You've never seen coloreds more sunshine bright.
Get your whites shining white, your coloreds sunshine bright. Use Rinso in your washing machine.
Rinso, Rinso.
Rinso is recommended by all leading washing machine manufacturers.
From Athens to Frankfurt in Germany, 1123 miles, what in Spain is a duenna?
Oh, just that's a type of food.
No, it's an elderly woman who acts as governess and chaperone in charge of young girls. Remember it now?
No, I don't know.
Frankfurt to London, 401 miles by BOAC Comet 4 jet airliner. What name is given to the skin at the base of the fingernail?
Quick.
Bitten to the quick. Cuticle. Cuticle and quick, the same thing? Thank you. London to New York, the old Burroughs, Ted, our last night of pressing the old Burroughs adding machine. London to New York, 3455 miles. The Murray River is the chief river of Australia. Through which state or states does it flow?
I'll say South Australia. Oh, New South Wales. It's up between those two.
It actually travels, flows through New South Wales, Victoria and South Australia, and in fact, for a large length of it, it is the boundary between New South Wales and Victoria. Can't allow you the 3455. They might have been very critical, that mileage. New York to San Francisco, 2566 miles. Mrs. Trainer is in the wings. I'll bet she knows the difference between a quick and a cuticle. Who were Queen Elizabeth I's parents?
Henry VIII.
Henry VIII is correct.
And Anne Boleyn.
And Anne Boleyn, it was a 1 in 5 shot, that's right. 2566 miles, San Francisco to Honolulu in Hawaii. 2401 miles by Qantas 707 V-Jet. Yalta was the setting for a very important conference during World War II. Where is Yalta?
I believe it's in Turkey.
No, sir. It's in the Crimea. It's on the south coast of Crimea.
It's
30 miles east of Sevastopol.
Right.
Got it now?
Yes, I know it. So I can see
bad luck. That was 2401. You could have done with that. Honolulu to Nandi in Fiji, 3173 miles. I haven't got an idea. You people sitting at home who for years have written down the mileages and counted up, you would know how Warwick's getting on. Mrs. Trainer doesn't know. I don't know. Ted hasn't got a running score there. Anything could happen tonight. It's been between these two competitors. This is 3173 miles. What is the correct name for the Leaning Tower of Pisa?
I can only say that's the campanile of Pisa town.
Of Pisa what?
Town.
Of the cathedral.
Oh, yes, I see.
Oh.
That's...
Something's happened to you, Warwick. You started off like a... From Nandi to New Zealand is 1326 miles by Teal Electra jet prop. You're getting near the end of the journey, just as we're getting near the end of the journey for your magic carpet. What is pemmican? P-E-M-M-I-C-A-N.
Oh, it's dried meat, usually used North America years ago. Buffalo hunters and so forth.
Food for long voyages, particularly in Arctic and Antarctic exploration, consisting of lean meat, dried, pounded, and pressed into cubes. That is correct. 1326 miles. All right, now let's have a quick look back over the score while we see what you've earned. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I think that's about enough, particularly as it's our final broadcast, Ted, for Warwick to earn for himself a Cintiq lounge chair, regardless of whether you've overtaken Mrs. Trainer or not. There it is, the Cintiq lounge chair for you, and here is the final score of Warwick Morris. He had 16,687 to beat, and Warwick Morris of Christchurch scored 12,821. And there were two of those questions you should have known, Warwick.
Yes, never mind, someone.
And they would have been enough to put you in the lead. But thank you very much indeed, and we're sorry that you were not successful. Thank you very much, Warwick Morris. And now, ladies and gentlemen,
well, thank you very much indeed, Sowen. And I would first of all like to thank you, seeing it as your last appearance in this particular show, to thank you on behalf of all the many competitors who have tried to win prizes, to thank you very, very much indeed. I think you're a wonderful compere, and you make it so very, very easy for the competitors. And I'd also like to thank the sponsors for the opportunity of appearing.
Thank you very much, Warwick. And now, ladies and gentlemen, my pleasure to introduce Mrs. Dorothy Traynor from Dunedin. A little better than she was when she came in her wheelchair in the Dunedin Town Hall. Mrs. Traynor, it must have been quite an ordeal sitting there in the wings. You were torn between your two desires to win this trip yourself, which of course is a natural desire, and for Warwick Morris, I'm sure that you must have associated yourself, as the audience have, with him and riding him all the way. How would you have gone on this particular set of questions tonight?
Oh, some of them seem difficult and some seem easier than mine. I couldn't really say.
And what about the ones that he answered and the ones that he didn't? Were you about neck and neck?
I think so.
Well, Mrs. Traynor, you've had a little time to consider what you're going to do if you win this trip, because you were fairly well in the lead, and let's face it, if you must have had some confidence in yourself. When will you be able to get away?
Well, our daughter's getting married in August, so I couldn't go before then, but I'd like to go right after.
Well, that's fine, and I'm sure that you and your husband, you'll take your husband. How long will you go for?
Can I stay as long as I like?
You can stay up to 12 months. The ticket is valid for 12 months.
About 6 months, I think.
About 6 months. Well, why not stay there and have some of the English summer?
Yes, I'd like to.
Well, we do hope that you have a wonderful trip. You will be the 53rd and 54th person to have gone to London through Gateway to London. Some of them are in the audience tonight. Mrs. Goff, the daughter of Mrs. Carson of Mayfield, who won this trip earlier this year, came back to say what a wonderful trip they had. They're only away for a month, but she said she had a wonderful time, and I'm quite sure that you will too.
I'm sure we will.
And I know that the other 27 competitors who've been through this ordeal will be knowing just exactly how you feel. Congratulations, Mrs. Traynor. And we hope your foot is better before you get on the way.
I'm sure it will be.
Thank you very much, and congratulations, Mrs. Dorothy Traynor.
So may I take this opportunity of congratulating Mrs. Traynor. I think she did very, very well indeed, and I know that she'll have a wonderful trip to London.
Thank you. Nice sporting gesture, Warwick. Thank you very much, Warwick.
White, shining white. Coloured sunshine bright. That's a wash to be proud of.
That's the wash you get with Rinso.
With Rinso's richer, softer suds and extra cleaning action, you get a wash that's shining white. Sunshine bright. And extra satisfaction.
With Rinso in your washing machine, you can be sure of wonderful results every time. Because there's extra washing action in Rinso. Those richer, softer suds keep on working till they've removed every trace of dirt. You can be sure of a wash that's really, thoroughly, completely clean.
You've never seen whites more shining white. You've never seen coloureds more sunshine bright.
Get your whites shining white, your coloureds sunshine bright. Use Rinso in your washing machine.
Rinso, Rinso.
Rinso is recommended by all leading washing machine manufacturers.
Ladies and gentlemen, this brings to the end a program which has been on the air in some form or another for the past 7 years. And if you will bear with me for just a moment, there are some people I particularly want to thank. My association, as I said earlier, with the aviation industry has been one of the greatest pleasure. Our own local airline, NAC, have never faltered. We've asked them for odd things from time to time. They've always come to light, and I'm going to miss my association with NAC very much indeed. with our other airlines, with TEAL, Qantas, and BOAC. I want to thank them publicly for making it possible for Brian Petrie and myself to take the trip up to the East last year. We had a wonderful experience up there, and we enjoyed it very much indeed. I want to thank my sponsors. I sometimes make all sorts of remarks about them and snide remarks. I know I'm pretty safe these days because they've all got television sets and they don't hear. But it's all been in fun and banter, and I've enjoyed working with them very much. They've always, if we've asked them if we can do something special, they've always said, you go right ahead and do it. This makes it so much easier for people like ourselves who think a little bit differently from the hard-headed businessmen of today. It's been a great pleasure over the 7 years when we were with Birdseye in the early days and latterly since we've been with our cosmetic company, Knights New Zealand Limited. I want to thank the Broadcasting Corporation because without their cooperation, some of the factors of these shows wouldn't get on the air. I want to thank my own staff. They put up with a tremendous amount. Ted Thorpe, who's been with the show for 7 long years. He was a recruit with the radio unit when the show first started in Wainui Omata, his hometown, and Mrs. what was her name, Ted, very nearly won the trip the first night. First time out, Ted was there. I want to thank the theatre staffs all through New Zealand who've always made us terribly welcome. They've always been very friendly and warm and kind to us. And I want to thank the organisations for whom we work. I know that these organisations say, well, you've raised a lot of money for these various charities, but I want to thank the organisations. They do a tremendous amount for us. For us to get these shows into gear, to get them on the road, to do our advanced publicity, would take a great deal of work. We'd have to send people around the country. As it is now, we just wrote to the Air League, we said, jack it up, book the theatre, do the advertising, we'll walk into the show that afternoon and we're away. They've been a great help to us. I'd like to thank, among our sponsors, Fisher and Paykel, for making the prizes available of the Hoover products. And last but not least, I want to thank you people, the audience that have turned out. Wet weather, cold weather, foggy weather, hot, filthy nights when everybody was just in a bath of perspiration, you've given us tremendous support over the 7 years. And then, of course, the listeners at home. I'm going to miss this program very much indeed. I do want to read, or Ted is going to read to you, a telegram that we received today. I'll read it because Ted is busy there. On the occasion, this is a telegram that arrived from Wellington this afternoon. On the occasion of your final Magic Carpet show, please accept very best wishes from all of us in NAC. We regret this. This will conclude our happy association with your Magic Carpet. Stop. NAC, together with your thousands of listeners, will greatly miss you. Stop. Kind personal regards, D.A. Patterson, who is the General Manager of National Airways Corporation. Appreciate that telegram very much, Doug. And customers, that is it. Our listeners at home, I'm sorry that I won't be with you on Thursday nights from now on. We will have it in the bag for a little longer, so join us on Tuesday night. We won't be doing our shows for you in Christchurch again. I'd like to take this opportunity of saying goodbye to our Christchurch people. And always enjoyed coming to Christchurch. You've always been a warm and friendly audience. And now it's time to say goodbye.